Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Zvachim, Daf Lamed Amud Bet, in the middle of our sugya, exploring the foundations of the issue of a pigul. And we start out with Amar Ula, V'item Rav Oshaya. So we have a question coming from Eretz Yisrael. Oshaya din chavrin bavloi. Perhaps our Babylonian friends could solve this problem. Kazayit kazayitnan or kazayit vich uchazayitnan. In our Mishnah, we have to look back at the Mishnah at the end, there's a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Chachamim said that as long as you had a machshevet chutz l'mikomo mixed in, it's not pigul. Rabbi Yehuda said, if the first machshava is chutz l'zmano, it is pigul, but if the first machshava is chutz l'mikomo, then it's not. And then the question is, does the Mishnah read that the fellow said, kezayit Bachutz kazayit lamachar or kazayit bachutz v'chazayit lamachar? That was the question that they were posing because they didn't have a yirsa that they were comfortable with. And here's how they parsed it. Kazayit kazayit nan, meaning if you said kazayit chutz lizmano kazayit chutz lizmano kazayit u'chazayit divrakol erub machshava tave, but if you said kazayit u'chazayit, you're clearly trying to make it all one thing. And clearly you have machshavat chutz lizmano mixed in, and therefore it's not pigul. Odilma kazayit uchazayit nan. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda even holds his position when you said kazayit uchazayit to Rabbi Yehuda pratahave v'chol shekin kazayit kazayit. Certainly if you said kazayit kazayit, that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that each one stands independently and the first one generates a pigul. So let's see. Toshma, debamine levi mi Rabbi. Levi asked Rabbi the following question. According to Rabbi Yehuda, chishev l'achol kazayit l'machar bachutz. Let's say he mixed it all together and said, I'm doing the shechita on condition that I eat this kazayit tomorrow outside. Mahu. Amarlei zu she'ela. He said, that's a very good question. Erev machshavot havi. And the answer is that it's pasul, not pigul. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Amarlei from Rabbi Shimon Barebi. So Rabbi Shimon, Rebbe's son, turned to him and said, Abba, I don't understand. Lo mishtatenu hi? This is what the Mishnah says. That it's, that even Rabbi Yehuda would say it's erev parshio. Let's understand what he means. L'chol kazayit b'chutz kazayit l'machar, kazayit l'machar kazayit b'chutz, k'chatzit zayit b'chutz kazayit l'machar, zayit l'machar k'chatzit zayit b'chutz, pasul v'ein bo karet. Meaning that any time that you made him two separate statements, then it's pasul v'ein bo karet. Meaning that Rabbi Yehuda, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, ha'idach erev machshavot tave, but if it weren't for that, meaning if you really put them into one kazayit, then everybody would, then Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's erev machshavot. So amar lehu sha'al b'dvar chochma. Rebbe turns to his son and says, Levi asked me a good question. V'yatamart mishtatenu, and you think it's an obvious inference from the Mishnah? Let's see what that means. L'dach diat nitach tarte lokashalach. I'll tell you why you were clear on it and he wasn't. Because I taught you the Mishnah both ways, meaning kazayit kazayit and kazayit v'chazayit, and therefore you understood that I gave you every possible angle on the Mishnah, and therefore, the other case that's not covered in there has to be a case where Rabbi Yehuda would agree, and he wouldn't hold his ground in the Mishnah. The didei de lo atnite alachada, but Relevi, I only taught one way. See which way that is. V'shaminu the rabbanon de kagarsi tarti, and he heard the students reading both ways. V'savar, and here's what he thought. Didi dafka, he thought that the way I taught him, perhaps, was the only real way. V'didu eruv machshavotave, and the way that they were learning was eruv machshavot. Odilma did hudafka, or perhaps their two ways were both separate. Odidishire Shirely, and me, I just left one way out. Umidishirely the Didi, and since I left one way out, Ashirelu the Didunami Bahach. Maybe I left one way out for them, and maybe all of them are pratim, meaning all of them stand independently, are not Erev Machshavot, and maybe Rabbi Yehuda would hold his ground in every case. That's why he asked. Now, Vehe Atne, the question is, which way did Rebbe teach Levi that he came to that kind of conclusion? If he taught him that kazayit v'chazayit is Rabbi Yehuda holds his ground, so I love shiurhu. That's not leaving anything out. Meaning that means that kazayit kazayit is erev machshavot. Ella kazayit kazayit. It must be that he taught him kazayit kazayit. So therefore, v'tibulei kazayit v'chazayit, so why didn't Levi ask him, what about kazayit v'chazayit? The answer is, savar ibi minechad adishamanatarti. I'll ask him one question where I'll get two answers, meaning I'll get kazayit v'chazayit, and also get kazayit malachar b'chutz. If I ask him that simpler one, if he says, yeah, that's a mixed, all mixed bag, certainly then, my question, will be a mixed bag. But if he says, kazait uchazait is still a prat, meaning Rabbi Yehuda will still hold his ground there, I still won't have an answer to my other question. So, but the problem is that you flip it, you got the same problem. If he turns around and says, kazait l'machar b'chutz, Rabbi Yehuda still holds his ground, then I'll know, but if he answers what he really did answer, which is it's all a mixed bag, then he still doesn't know what the story is with kazait u'chazait, meaning Rebbe taught him kazait kazait. He went and asked the third case, which is kazait l'machar b'chutz, and Rebbe answered him, that's a mixed bag. He still doesn't know what kazait u'chazait is according to Rabbi Yehuda, mixed bag or stands alone. So the answer is he didn't ask them both, because imken mirtach ratach, Rebbe would get angry at him for asking this other question, because he'll say, hashta kazait u'chazait klala, if kazait u'chazait is one lump bag, kazait l'machar b'chutz nibaya, then why would you ask that? Meaning, of course kazait u'chazait stands alone, because otherwise why would you ask me the third question? So Levi really solved the middle ground by asking the third question, because either way, if Rebbe says kazait l'machar b'chutz is stands alone, so certainly kazait u'chazait stands alone. And if, on the other hand, he answers, which he answered, that kazait l'machar b'chutz is a mixed bag, then clearly kazait u'chazait stands alone, because otherwise he would have gotten angry at Levi for asking the further question when the other one was also a mixed bag. All right, then we have another possible way of looking at it, kazait l'machar b'chutz prata, kazait u'chazait nibaya, but it's another version of the same thing. All right, good. So that was the question, and that seems to mean that the proper way of reading it was kazait. Now, itmar, chatzi zayit chutz lizmano, v'chatzi zayit chutz limkomo, v'chatzi zayit chutz lizmano. So, what happens if you have a machshava of half a zayit chutz lizmano, then half chutz limkomo, but then another half chutz lizmano? Amarava v'yikatzki ashena pigul. He borrows a phrase from Tehilim Anchet, that the pigul kind of wakes up now. Famnuna marno, eir machshavotave. Doesn't help because it's all mixed. Why? Amarava menaminila, I'll prove to you that the half kazayit now comes and joins the earlier half kazayit and knocks out the middle half kazayit of chutz limkomo and makes a real pigul. How do I know? None. We have a Mishnah in Taharot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. If a person has kibetza ochel rishon, he has a kibetza of food that's tameh as a rishon. Kibetza ochel sheni, and another kibetza, and that's the shear of tumat ochlim, of ochel, which is a sheni. Shablalan zmeze, mix them up together. Rishon, the whole thing has a din of rishon. Chilkan, if you divide it into two, so you have a beitza of mix and a beitza of mix. Zeh sheni vezeh sheni, each one is a sheni, because that's all it's got in common. What's the implication? Hachazar ve'ervan, rishon have. If you mix them up together, they become a rishon again. Same thing here, you had a half kazayit, then half a kazayit of something else, then half a kazayit of the original, it rejoins it. So Rav Hanuna would say, Mimai, Midiktani, Rav would prove Mimai, Midiktani Seifa, because later in the Mishnah it says, Nafal Zebat Smol, Zebat Smol, Kikarshal Truma, if each one of these two halves independently fell on a loaf of Truma, Psaluha, all they make it is Pasul, as if it's a Sheni, as if they're Sheni. Naflushtan Kachar, but if they fell together, Asu Ashnia, then they make the Truma Sheni, because they're understood to be a Rishon, which means that when you mix them up together, they re-become a Rishon. Rav Amnun Amar, he says, no, Hatam Ika Shira. The reason there it's a Rishon is because you started out with a Shir, you had a Kabetza. Here you started out with a half a Gazayat. Hachal Ika Shira. Now, Amar Rav Amnun says, it's not, the two half Gazayatim don't join. Menami Nala, what's my proof? That non, in the same Mishnah, it says, Ha'ochel, just the beginning of the Mishnah, Shinit Ma Bamatuma, Shinit Ma Vladatumi, have some food that became Tommy with an Av, which means it's a Rishon, and some became Tommy with a Vlad, which means it's a Sheni. Mitzarfin zemzela tameh bekalsh mishneim. Together they are mitzaref half a kazayit, half a kazayit, half a kabeitza to metame like the lighter version. So my love agav the hader maliyeh. Rav Hanuna says, doesn't that even mean a case where you later added more and it totaled the kabeitza? The answer is no. Don't aloha the maliyeh. I'm talking a case where you didn't add in. All right. So really, there's a standoff here. Now ki atar of dimi amar. We have now three versions of Bar Kappa's take on this situation. Rav Dimi came and said, Chatzi Zayit Chutz Limkomo. So he had the guy intended half a gazayah to be burned or eaten in the wrong place. Then chazizayv chutzizmano, chazizayv chutzizmano. Tani bar kapra pigul. Bar kapra says it's a pigul, even though the first machshava was chutzim komo. Why? Because ein chazizayv moil makom gazayit. That first half of gazayit now disappears because you had a full gazayit of chutzizmano and it was contiguous. Ki ata ravina ma ravin came with a similar halacha but with a slight difference. Chazizayv chutzizmano, chazizayv chutzizmano. Chazayit zechutzim komo. We're here. The chutzizmano was first and makomo was later. This is a little bit easier, more obvious. The half kazayit at the end can't disrupt what you had at the beginning, which is a full kazayit. Rav Ashi gave the biggest chiddush. He had a different version of this. So if it's zman, makom zman, and makapra pigol, why? Ein chazayit makom kazayit, which means that he will answer exactly like Rava answered, which is that the half a kazayit, even they're separated by the half a kazayit of chutzim komo, they're mitztaref and make it a full pigul. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yana, chishev shiochluhu klavim lemachar. Let's say that a fellow had intent that dogs should eat this korban tomorrow. Pigul, that's called eating. Dichtiv etizevel yochlu aklavim mechelik Yisrael, that the dogs will eat up Yisrael's body. This is the curse of Elisha in the field of Israel. So if you intended that the fire will devour tomorrow, it should also be pigul. In Eov, we see that devouring by fire, being burned up, is called achilat. So achinami to pigul? If you think that's the case, Fatnan in our Mishnah said, if you intended to eat half and to burn half a kazayit, it's the korban's kasher, that's the end of our Mishnah. But two don't join because burning is not eating. The answer is Ida afka b'loshan achil achinami. If the guy said, I intend the fire to eat it, then it would count. I'm asking afka b'loshan aktara. The reason that our Mishnah doesn't combine is because he said to burn, not to if the fire should eat it. The fire should burn it. Loshan achil achin loshan aktara l'chud. Achilat eish is called achila. Haktarat eish is not called achila. Okay, bar Ravashi. Ravashi asked, chishev l'chol kezayit b'shnei b'nei adam. Let's say that you intended, I'm going to shach this korban on condition that two different guys each eat a half a kazayit on 3 days from now. Bata machshava azlina, do we follow the guy's machshava, which is that a kazayit will be eaten late, the ikashiura? Bata ochlin azlina, do we follow the eaters of leikashiura? Neither one of them is going to be eating a kazayit. Abaya toshma, Abaya tries to prove from this, the chol kachatzizayit, l'akter kachatzizayit kasher. The end of our Mishnah said that if you intend to eat a half a kazayit and burn a half a kazayit, it's kasher. Because they don't join. What's the implication? So if you had to eat and to eat, parallel to eat and to burn, then it would be a pigul. How do you have to eat and to eat, which is parallel? Meaning, one is being eaten, one is burned on the Mizbeach, so you have to have eaten and eaten by two people. So it's mitztaref. So you see that if you shecht the korban on condition that a half a gazayit be eaten by Chaim and a half a gazayit be eaten by Yankel on the third day, then that's called a pigul. Now, by Rava asked a similar question. What if you intended that this gazayit would be eaten, but over a long stretch of time, over 20 minutes? Mahu. Do we compare eating to burning on the Mizbeach, which takes a long time? Do we compare it to regular eating? Which is a short amount of time. Again, the end of our Mishnah. And again, Abaya is the one that solves it from here. Because they don't join. The reason that they're not mitztaref is because it said, so if it's to eat and to eat, it's mitztaref. And burning it up is slow. So therefore, eating, which is similar to burning it up, but eating it in the body, but parallel in amount of time, you'd be chayev for. The answer is no. It's possible to burn something on a mizbeach, where kazayit will be burnt up within kedei achilat pras if you have a really hot fire. Okay, now let's look at that phrase and then analyze it formally at the end of the parak. L'chol kachatzizayit l'haktir kachatzizayit kasher. Now, tamar l'chol l'haktir, the reason that it's kasher and not mitztarev, it's because half a kazayit was to eat and half a kazayit was to burn. Hal le'echol ve'lechol davar shein darko le'echol. So in other words, what is it you're eating? You're eating meat. What is it you're burning? You're burning the fats. So what if you intended to eat a half a kazayit of meat and to eat a half a kazayit of something that's going to be burned? Then it's mitzareif. But haktani reish l'chol darko shedarkol l'achol, etzedarkol l'achol in, etzedarkol lo. Our Mishnah already said that you're only chayav for intending to eat edibles and burning burnables. So that doesn't work. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu Hamani says, you know who the author of the end of our Mishnah is? Rabbi Eliezer, who we already saw recently. Rabbi Eliezer said, you can have machshava about eating that applies to burning and vice versa. Did none, because we saw the Mishnah said, in the next parak, that if you shecht intending to eat something that's not normally eaten or burn something that's not normally burned outside of its place or outside of its time, Chacham say that means nothing. Rabbi Eliezer says it does mean something. Now, Abaye Amar, I disagree. He says that this is a little difficult to say that the very end of our parak is suddenly Rabbi Eliezer. Abaye says, Afilu Tem Rabbanan, even Rabbanan would agree here. V'lo Tem Ha'lechol V'lechol Do'ashten Darkol Echol. Don't make that inference. When the Mishnah says, if you intend to eat half a kazayit and burn half a kazayit, it's kasher. Don't infer from there that if you intend to eat half a kazayit and then eat half a kazayit of something that's not normally eaten, it's pigul. Meaning, the inference is, if you intend to eat half a kazayit of food that's eaten, and another half a kazayit of food that's eaten, then it's pigul. So my kamashvan, then what's the teaching? Either ashtakol lechol kamashvan, if all you're teaching me is that as long as you intend to eat something edible, it's chayav. Mereisha shmamina, we learned that from the Reisha, because it's kachatzi zayit b'chutz, kachazayit zayit l'machar, pasul. That if you split your half kazayits, then it's pasul. What's the implication? That if both of them were for zman, they'd be pigul. Because they're edible. Ale'ila chol haktir midukya de Reisha shmamina. And it can't be teaching you that if you have half lechol and half laktir, that it's no good, because that I can be medayik from the Reisha, because it says, l'chol davar sh'tarkol l'chol in, sh'tarkol l'chol lo, the only thing is a count are things that you normally eat. So therefore, eating or burning are separate. Hashtama l'chol v'l'chol davar sh'tarkol l'chol lo mitztarev. So imagine, intending to eat half a kazayit of meat, and half a kazayit of the fats that are burned aren't mitztarev. L'chol aktiri bai, so certainly, to eat half a kazayit and to burn half a kazayit aren't mitztarev. So therefore, according to Abayu, what's the end of the Mishnah teaching? The answer is, it is teaching. I do need it. This is what I would have reasoned. When you're intending to eat half a kazayit of food and then half a kazayit of fats, you're not, the second half, you're not thinking of eating something properly. But when you have half a kazayit to eat and half a kazayit to burn, each one doing its right thing, maybe they're mitztareif. Kamash Malan, therefore, it teaches us that they're not mitztareif. Okay. Adran Allah kol hazvachim shgilu daman. Baruch Hashem, we completed our study of the second parak of Masechet Zvachim. Pick it up with the beginning of the third parak, kol apsulin sheshachtu, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.